Welcome to show number 29 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. What is going on, everybody? Hopefully everybody is doing very well out there. And now that I have your attention at the beginning of the show, head on over to SportsCardRadio.com, find the fan forum, sign up if you haven't already, and check out the contest. We've got a contest going. You will get a free spot in a box break. This contest runs to the end of this month, so you need to get your name in ASAP. And once you do that, you will have a free spot in the break. All the cards are going to be auctioned off, so even if not all the places are filled and we don't fill it up, all the cards, you'll have a chance to get even some of the extra ones. So head on over to sportscardradio.com. You'll find the links to the fan forum. You'll see the instructions of signing up. You'll probably want to shoot me an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com. We do this so you don't have hundreds of links to other websites on the forum. Keeps it clean, keeps it sports card related. So you'll want to do that. As you're listening to the show, we have lots on tap today. A little bit of hot and cold lists, some news, some product previews. And our main topic is how to buy low. You know, we talk a lot on this show, a little bit about selling, but a key to that is also buying low, buying when cards are a little bit undervalued. I know we had a distressed athletes or distressed players show once, and that's a little bit what we're going to be talking about today. Although the athlete doesn't necessarily have to be distressed. So we will talk about that. But before I get into all that, just running down some people that have contacted me. Cameron from Orlando, Florida, Mark H., Mike from Illinois, Nolan, who won our contest, NASCAR 360, who was our newest member to the SportsCardRadio.com fan forum, Val sent me an email, and Joel added me as a friend on Facebook. I was very happy about that. And Ezra from Utah, always good to hear from him. So I just wanted to thank all of you for that. Well, let's break it off. A little bit of hot and cold. You know, honestly, the stock market has been, I would put that in the hot category, and that's kind of where a lot of my attention has been. I've been watching mainly only Hell's Kitchen, Kitchen Nightmares. I've fallen in love with these cooking shows. I don't know why. But I've also been catching some of the Laker games, so I must say that's my only knowledge outside of listening to some of the Giants games as well. But on the hot list, I got to say, Aaron Brooks. I had this guy on my fantasy basketball team, and I was hoping he would do a little bit better. But he has catched fire now. And this guy looks like a very good little player and a very quality point guard that can score and drive to the basket. So we'll see what Aaron Brooks does next year. I would put him on the hot list. I wouldn't be buying too much. I'd definitely be selling because this is the hottest Aaron Brooks has ever been, although I was paying attention to him all during the season, although he didn't really get his shot to play. On the cold list, I got to put Yao Ming and Tracy. They're both in suits more than they are in their uniform. I feel bad for them. They're both very talented, but I would put them both on the cold list. Definitely Yao above Tracy. I would say Tracy's in the ultra dumpster, but Yao always, he has quite a following back in his home country. And those people, he's going to be the figurehead of athletics in that country for many years to come. So he's not necessarily, he's kind of middle of the road on the cold list. But other than that, that's about the only sports news. I promise I'll do a better job on that going forward. As for news, as we know Panini has the basketball contract, but they bought Playoff or Donruss, I guess. Playoff, Donruss Playoff Prestige, I guess, football, is one of the first products that comes out that has the draft information on there. It's one of the first, it's actually, I think, the first fully licensed NFL product. It's after the Sage and the Press Pass kind of get their run. But they announced there will be no redemption in this year's product. So that's kind of cool. There will be no redemptions, no, you know, wondering if this guy is going to sign or not. So you get four game used or autographs per box. At least one of those is going to be an autograph. No more than two. However, there's 12 boxes in a case, and 8 of the 12 boxes are going to have two autographs. So most boxes are going to be 2 and 2, and you'll get 3 and 1 in some boxes. And there's going to be 10 rookie SPs, and those are, you want to pay attention to those, because sometimes those are under the radar guys, And those SPs are actually really hard to get. Sometimes it's very hard to find those cards, and you'll see a random guy worth $40, and you'll see, you know, the top pick only worth, you know, 8 to 12. So you want to pay attention and not just chuck the bad rookies out of that set if you bust some boxes of playoff prestige football this year. Save all the rookies and wait until the SP list comes out, and then maybe you got an SP or two, and you'll be able to sell it for quite a bit, especially if you're one of the first ones on there. People like to complete this set because it's the first one of the year, and it's always there's not very many cards out, and these guys haven't played, so they're all superstars. So you want to keep an eye on that. Well, after this very short break, we'll be running down some products. We've got a preview of 2009 Allen and Ginter baseball, just kind of what's in it and what's going on with that. But other than that, that's about it. We are streaming the first 10 minutes or so. This ends up being about 5 or 6 minutes on YouTube. So if you want to listen to the remainder of this show, head on over to sportscardradio.com. You'll find the shows there or on iTunes links that will take you to our homepage. But for the rest of you that are our loyal listeners, we'll be back after this.
Yes, indeed, I'm long again. Here comes emptiness crashing in. It's either love or hate I can't.
And welcome back. We're going to talk about our product releases. Playoff Prestige actually comes out this week, so that was good that we talked a little bit about it. We already know about that. Expect about 80 to 90 a box, somewhere in that range. It always drops later on in the year, so if you really like it, you can load up later in the year and get some more of it. UD Black Basketball, that's a mouthful. UD Black Basketball, that sounds a little bit better. This is 200 plus bucks a box. Each sealed box contains two packs, and you only get one card in each pack. Each card is an autograph or multi memorabilia card, so it's fancy stuff. Obviously, it's for the high rollers. I would suggest look at some YouTube videos and do your research before you bust 200 hard-earned dollars on this stuff. Although, again, basketball might be on the outs for Upper Deck, so they might load it up more than usual, but it will have some nice stuff in it. It's probably hit or miss. You'll either hit a very huge hit or you'll just do okay on it. So pretty neat stuff there. And then we got Bowman Baseball. I would just go back to our last show. We talked about that. 24 packs. You get about 10 cards. And then there's 110 exclusive Bowman Chrome Prospect cards. So that's really cool. It's about $60 to $65 a box, and it'll fluctuate, you know, kind of depending on how well the rookies are doing and how hot they are. And you get one autograph per box, so you might even hit some cool stuff. And then there's always like the orange and the white and the red and all kinds of little refractors and border cards, so those are very cool. It looks like the red is numbered out of 5, and there's super refractors, each is 1 of 1, so those would be the super pulls, especially if you pulled a top prospect. That would be very cool. And there's also a jumbo version, and those usually run you about $100 a box, and you get two more autographs, but I would just get the regular version, try it out first. Don't just jump into the jumbos before you maybe try a regular box out first, but pretty neat stuff there. Now we'll jump into Topps Allen and Ginter 2009 comes out. Very cool product. Just some of the highlights of maybe some of the big hits and what's going to be involved. There's going to be 350 cards, 230 of which are going to be actual baseball players. There's going to be 30 rookies in there, 25 historical figures, 15 world champions. There's going to be 50 short print cards, so those will be ones to keep an eye on. Some of the huge hits, a Michael Phelps autograph, and there's going to be a Michael Phelps autograph box loader as well. There's going to be a hair strand from Napoleon. That's right, a piece of Napoleon's hair. There'll be a new Ginter code, which if you break that, I guess you win some kind of prize or you get your card, I think, in next year's set. So the winner of last year's Ginter code should have his picture on one of the cards, maybe on historical figures or one of those. So hopefully he can pull that out of the box. Maybe they'll have even some autograph versions. Who knows? But after we come back from this very short break, we're going to be talking about how to buy low. Not buy high, not buy when the player's hot, that's usually the worst time to buy, but buy when before they broke out, or maybe after they broke out a little bit and came down to earth, maybe you think they're ready for another breakout. And we'll kind of break it down for players and for product as well, because we always talk about, you know, buying product cheaper and waiting sometimes, maybe not buying it the first week it comes out. So we'll talk about some hints and some things you need to look for there after this. Advertise, we are going to be talking about how to buy low and why this is a critical thing you need to keep in mind, not only with your single card collection, but when you buy boxes. It's very important in both cases. And why is because you don't want to buy high, because obviously there's no upside potential. You don't get any value or any long-term value out of that card or that set. Whereas if you buy low, at least you have that chance to maybe go up. Or if it does go down, you kind of eliminate some of that downside risk because, you know, a lot of your money wasn't invested in one thing. And so less of your net worth is going to get diminished. If that product happens to zero, if that player kind of tanks it, you're not going to lose a whole bunch of money. Whereas if you bought him when he was at his peak, you're going to lose the most money out of anybody that ever bought that guy. So you want to keep that in mind. In terms of players and in boxes, try to buy during the off season. And that's often the best time to buy any player, any set, is in the off season, because people might be focused on football or basketball when baseball is not going on, and people might ignore basketball, and people are kind of ignoring football right now. Doesn't always happen, but it's much better to buy in the off season than when the season's going on, or the day after the Super Bowl and things like that. It's not always the best time to buy. You know, some of the Steeler cards would have been awesome to have right before the Super Bowl, sell the day after the Super Bowl, and then be buying right now. I'm sure you'd be getting very reasonable prices on your cards. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Another thing is, especially with baseball players, is buy them when they're in college or in the minors or when they're on the bench. That's the best time to buy. Try to work on your scouting skills and work on, you know, if you do have a favorite baseball team, pay attention to who they draft and go do a little research on these guys. Maybe they're really pitching well or hitting well and doing things like that, and the team really wants to move them up. Maybe they have a gap in the outfield or a gap in that position, and they need to move this guy up quickly. Those are things you want to keep an eye on, because you can buy at a lower price. Even superstar players, guys like, you know, guys off the top of my head, Madison Bumgarner and Tim Alderson, two guys from the Giants. They both got called up this week to Double-A baseball. But those guys' cards are worth quite a bit of money. Some of their autographed rookies sell in the $20, $30 range, you know, and even higher. So the elite guys in the minors are still worth a lot. But $20 to $30, if these guys come up and they have their initial explosion, those cards would be worth quite a bit, maybe $40 to $50, maybe even higher. It kind of depends on what happens. So you want to keep an eye on that. That's always a good time to buy, especially in baseball, because there's tons of product out before these guys actually get onto the field. And that's the time you want to get in there and capitalize. You don't want to capitalize when he pitches his first game, or he, you know, has three or four good games in a row. You would have fell into that trap with someone like Joba Chamberlain. Even Tim Lincecum cards have dropped a little bit. They really haven't appreciated as much as you would expect for a young Cy Young Award winner. That's another mouthful right there. So we'll see what happens, but those are a couple of my tips. In terms of buying product is almost always a bad idea to buy right when the product comes out. There's always rare examples, usually once or twice a year, I'd say, in certain sports, when a product just when a company puts out a product that just works, you know, kind of like a National Treasures and, you know, very special products. Allen and Ginter to a certain extent, although if they don't put it together just right, it tends to drop in price a little bit. But as it dries up, it does go up a lot. But anything with a lot of hits, a lot of good value, very good value, you know, if the SRP is in the $100 range, but collectors really think it's giving you $150 worth of value or $200 worth of value, they'll start paying those kind of prices for those boxes. So, and then even sometimes over and above that. It always also depends on the rookie classes and things like that. So obviously hot rookie classes like LeBron James year, and there be other years down the road. This year's football, it seems like football always seems like it's fairly hot. This year's football might not have quite as many as normal for football, although it has some top quarterback guys, so those will drive prices up quite a bit because those cards are going to be worth a fortune until those guys throw a couple picks and start getting booed. But so you want to avoid that. I would definitely avoid this year's football buying boxes unless you really have a strong belief that you're going to get something good or you believe in the guys in the set. I would wait probably a little bit until more product comes out, prices get a little bit more competitive. It's another thing. Toward the end of the year, you have the full run of product pretty much out. So you start to, there's a lot more to choose from than at the beginning of the year. So prices get a little bit more competitive. Inventory starts stacking up, maybe at Upper Deck and Tops, and they need to move it out so they have some space for the, you know, upcoming product that they need to push out the door. So those kind of push and pull things happen, and you'll see prices drop quite a bit, especially on the some of the overproduced stuff. Some of the stuff usually in the $60, $70 to $80 range is probably a little overpriced because the company's trying to maybe make a churn on a, either a rookie class or a high dollar card that might be contained in that set. So you want to keep an eye on those products. They tend to dip back maybe into the $40 to $50 range. I mean, if you're saving like $20 to $30 a box, that's about a dollar a pack off. That's quite a bit. And you know, if you do that 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 times over the course of a year, you're saving hundreds of dollars. So you want to keep that in mind. Off season's good. Never buy product unless you really love everything, you love the checklist, you love the insert and the pull rate, then go ahead and do it. And if you're just doing it for fun and you have some money to spend, I never discourage anybody from spending their money on sports cards, especially if it's just for fun. But if you really want to budget it out correctly and really get the most for your money and make sure you stay within your means, try to buy product later on in the season. Pick through kind of the bad stuff and the good stuff, and you might have some mid-range products that kind of dropped off the shelf a little bit, and you might be able to scoop them up at a value, whereas you're getting ripped off at the $75, but people got it on sale for $49 or, you know, $45 shipped, then maybe you're getting a deal, and that's the kind of product you want to pick up on. And that's about it for that. Just remember, the players on our hot list and the players you see on the hot list, those would be the players, especially if you're a single card collector, you're trying to avoid buying those cards because they probably don't have a whole lot of room to go up. They're just hot at the moment, and they're going to be hot for the next 3 months. You don't want to chase a hot player because you don't know how much hotter they can get, especially if they've done some remarkable things or they already kind of run a cycle of their career a little bit. So don't ever chase the hot players. I would chase the up-and-coming players, the young draft picks, the guys that are sitting on the bench, maybe have a veteran that's getting paid a lot of money in front of them. Find those guys. It happens a lot in baseball. Baseball is probably the best sport for it. Also happens in football quite a bit, especially at the running back position. And you also see it a little bit with backup quarterbacks. But with football, it's much, you got to be much quicker to sell in football than in baseball. In baseball, you could kind of hold maybe a little bit longer. But if you're a quick flipper, you've got to flip it very quickly in football because these guys get a window that's usually 1 or 2 years, and then that's it. They're looking for a cheaper guy, a better guy, a faster guy, and they're always coming through the woodwork. Basketball, the rosters are so small, and there's not the faces in the NBA are much greater, so it's very hard to find that up-and-coming guy, although Aaron Brooks is an example of a guy that's probably definitely seen some love on some of his higher end and even some of his mid-range rookies and autographs. Those kind of guys are a little bit harder to find, but not impossible. You definitely have to pay attention to the league. Play fantasy basketball. That's the only way I knew about Aaron Brooks. I think I picked him up several months ago, even before they made the Rafer Austin trade ended up making him a starter. So I knew about Aaron Brooks. It looked like he had a really good stroke, and when he did get playing time, he produced. Charlie Villanueva is another guy. If he can stay healthy and not Twitter at halftime on his cell phone and do those kind of things, I think he would be a great player because his average per 48 minutes is sensational. So those kind of players, guys that fly under the radar, project stats out, things like that, those are the kind of things you want to do. You want to buy those guys low so when they do go up, you can maybe accumulate four or five cards, maybe six or seven cards. You can maybe buy a top-end rookie for $20, and if it goes to $150, $200, you can cash out and maybe buy something really nice for your wife or for your children or whatever you want to do. Maybe buy a case of something so you can just bust it and spend more on yourself. That's what I would do. But after this short break, we'll be coming back with a little bit more sports card news, some other little bits and pieces to get you on out of here. We'll be back after this.
Where are you going with your long face? Pulling down, don't hide away. Like an ocean that you can't see, but you can smell and the sound of waves crash down. I am no Superman. I have no reasons for you. I am no hero, oh, that's for sure. But I do know one thing. It's where you are. It's where I belong.
And we are back to just break it out with a little bit more news. We kind of glossed over the news segment. I guess you could have thrown Manny Ramirez, who got suspended for 50 game. Ouch. For FNK in our fantasy baseball team. He picked him in the first round. And now I can give him heat about it because it's actually one of my good buddies. But he picked him in the first round, and now he's out about a third of the season. That will hurt. So Manny's out. I did see when I was on the pit. I'm doing a little bit of trading there, or trying to at least. I saw that his cards did go down. So you could put Manny on the cold list, I guess, and maybe you'd be buying low a little bit. Although now he's tainted, and that's the thing with baseball is now he's tainted. So what's his upside potential? I mean, is Manny's cards ever going to go back up? To where they were pre this incident, or maybe even last year during the Dodgers playoff stretch? I'm not sure. That is a very tough question to answer. I anticipate that the Dodgers fan welcome him back with open arms, as any team would if you had Manny Ramirez. I think they will welcome him back with open arms, so you just gotta hope that Dodger fans continue to buy Manny Ramirez cards. And that's the only way that they probably have any kind of upside potential. But other than Manny, Upper Deck Ballpark Collection, that was we talked about that product, I think, early or late last year. And it had that quad and like 8-piece, 6-piece, all kinds of huge memorabilia pieces. People kind of complained that maybe kind of flooded the market of like these big multi-memorabilia swatches. I think they're kind of cool. I mean, I'd much rather get 4 jersey cards on one card or 8 than 1. So I don't see there's any problem with that. But this year they're going to be having a 500 home run club piece of history kind of patch card. So those will be cool. They'll have like Ken Griffey on there, Ted Williams, Frank Thomas, anybody in the 500 home run club. It'll have those guys on there. And it'll be pretty cool. Probably not Babe Ruth and those guys, because I believe Babe Ruth is with Topps now. I could be mistaken, but I do believe we reported that on the show. But I don't know. Who knows? But that's about it for today's show. I will be coming. I promised I was going to do one a week, and so when I miss a show, I'm going to make up for it. When I make goals, I intend to keep them. So I do believe I missed a week, maybe even two. So I may have to do two, at least one, for this week. So be expecting at least one or two more shows released at some point this week to make up for the one I missed these past 2 weeks. I think it's maybe 2 weeks. I'm not sure. Obviously, I'm confused. It's still pretty early. I've been waking up early, following this market action. It would be much better to live on the West Coast, or on the East Coast, where I could wake up at about 9:30 for the stock market. But out here, you got to wake up at 5:30-ish, 6 o'clock, so you can get ready. And that is very early for me. I mean, sometimes the sun is barely peeking through the clouds. So I'm a little tired, and it's barely noon, so I might have to take a nap. But I hope you enjoyed this edition of the Sports Card Show. Remember, we have a free box break. Even if you're not into forums, even if you're not into posting on a regular basis, I want you to be a part of this. I want you to get some free cards. Head on over to sportscardradio.com. You'll find the fan forum link. It's kind of right smack dab in the middle. I've got three or four of them on there, so if you explore around, you'll find the link. It'll take you to our forum page. Find how to sign up. You might want to send me an email. Actually, you definitely want to send me an email. sportscardshow@gmail.com. Let me know your username so I can approve you. Otherwise, we get more spam than the grocery store does. So you'll want to do that. But until then, we will have another show coming at you very shortly. Thanks for listening. Thanks, all of you that contact me and keep me motivated and tell me I'm doing a good job. You have no idea how much I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I'll see you guys later.